Hi there, great to be back with you once again for another edition of New Beat. My name is Simon Peterson. Stay with me for the next half hour. Our topic today, mankind's most favourite sport. And we're not talking about soccer, we're talking about war.
Music Hour, Greenwich Mean Time. The world news according to New Beat.
Stop the world, I wanna get off!
Suppress a minority in an illegal way. Confine them to a camp with a lifelong sentence. Ignore the fact it's human rights abuse. Your conscience is seared and without repentance. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Man's grown cold. In every nation there's a need left thinking in humanity. Looks like we're living in insanity. Start a wave of killing and title it war. Bombard them from the sky at random aim. Kill all you want and forget any rules. You found a good excuse, so I take any blame. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Man's grown cold. In every nation there's a need left thinking in humanity. Looks like we're living in insanity. Pain and anger steaming inside of me. I'd step off this ball if I could. Unfair as this world has been to itself, justice will return to restore our brotherhood. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Declining at this rate will ensure life ends. God will send his son to give us the way out. We'll start again when he descends. There's so much injustice, it's almost hard to believe. I could take a day or two just stating in brief. This corruption of human intelligence just doesn't make any sense. Cause it's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Declining at this rate will ensure life ends. God will send his son to give us the way out. We'll start again when he descends.
A world gone mad, that's Vass Myers, and there's no greater madness in the world than the insanity of war. Martin Luther once said, "War is the greatest plague that can afflict humanity. It destroys religion, it destroys states, and it destroys families. Any scourge is preferable to it. War is the most destructive total waste that there is, in materials, in time, in lands, in people. Nobody ever wins a war. Everybody always loses."
Did you know?
Did you know that there's hardly been a time in the whole history of the world when there hasn't been a war going on somewhere? In the last 3,500 years of recorded history, only 268 have been free from war. The cost of war is unbelievable. For example, the total amount of economic aid to all developing countries from all sources in an entire year is equal to what the world military spends in 18 days. If the West would spend as much money on the poor of the world as they spend on arms, it would solve all the world's poverty problems. There wouldn't be any poor.
Well, it's been said that the first casualty of war is truth. Nowadays, government leaders and military spokesmen try to disguise the truth of the horrors of war by careful choice of words. Wars are referred to as efforts to bring peace. When innocent civilians are bombed, it's called collateral damage. Bombs are called ordnances, and dead soldiers as casualties sustained. This kind of wordplay that has softened the horrors of war and made them more palatable to the general public is called doublespeak. Here's Philip Johnson.
Military planners, politicians, and flag-waving journalists turn to doublespeak to gloss over the horrors of war.
They don't say war in the new world order of doublespeak. Only casualties sustained and armed campaigns in doublespeak. There's no more battles, only armed conflicts. High-tech weapons and electronic tricks. War is just the same as a video game using doublespeak.
Two reality? What's the real meaning of the news we hear? The media explains, but it's not really here. They change the words around just to make a better sound.
Every week you can hear Doublespeak.
When they change the words around and cast the truth to the ground.
Technology is being used to make the terrifying uncertainties of combat sound completely pre-programmed.
A spark bomb will provide soft kill in doublespeak. A body bag contains just human remains in doublespeak. Even friendly fire has a kind of nice sound when you shoot your own men with the missile coming down. Just turn to doublespeak when your stomach is weak from the new. Just to make a better sound.
Every week you can hear doublespeak.
When they change the words around and cast the truth to the ground. They don't bomb innocent civilians anymore in doublespeak. Collateral damage is just a part of war in doublespeak.
Doublespeak. Surgical strike,
not
brutal attack.
Aggressive maneuver, not
shoot him in the back.
Hit the bullseye from 5 miles high in doublespeak.
On the radio and the TV shows,
God only knows what they're holding back.
There are magazines and movie screens,
but behind the scenes are the real facts.
The words around
just to make a better sound.
Every week you can hear doublespeak.
When they change the words around and cast the truth to the ground. Cast the truth to the ground to make a better sound.
They change the words around
and cast the truth to the ground.
A hard-hitting song there from Philip Johnson, exposing the media's softening of the horrors of war through the art of doublespeak. A song now from the young man who we can thank for most of the lively stingers and jingles you hear on this program. Here's Andrew V introducing a song he wrote that is relevant to the theme of today's program, and it's called Why.
This song, called Why, I wrote because I was coming across a lot of news articles of some extremely, unhelpful situations that a lot of politicians were making in their choices that ended up in war and violence and, a lot of poverty. A lot of, unnecessary things. Here we are trying to make the world a better place, and people who are in a position to make the world a better place were making a lot of selfish decisions for personal gain, which are making the world a lot more difficult to make a better place for those who are striving towards it. So that's why I wrote this song, kind of more like a godly frustration of why we're doing these things. Why do we make these wrong choices? Haven't we learned from our mistakes in the past? The past thousands of years we've been making this wrong choice, the choice towards violence. It hasn't helped, has it? It's been thousands of years and it hasn't changed anything. We have the same problems that addressing it with violence is not solving. Anyway, this song kind of expressed more of my feelings on the other side of the coin compared to what, people in power and authority are making in their choices that weren't really helping.
Lingerings on more of the same. Retaliation for retaliation. Who's in charge here? I wanna let you know my frustration.
Why do you leave me with that question, world? Why do you leave me asking why?
there's sense in taking a life, be it with a bomb or a knife. Tell me who said you're to say, who's to live and who's to pay. Why do you leave me with that question? World, why do you leave me asking why? What's with this violence to humanity? Why are you carrying on this insanity? Give it some thought before you inflict pain. Turn the table, what would you do if your victim thought of you the same way?
Whatever happened to love, was it put to death by your hate? Call on the God of love before you find your fate.
Why do you leave me with that question, world? Why do you leave me asking why? What's with this violence to humanity? Why are you carrying on this insanity? Why? No, don't leave me with that question, world.
Hey, Wabali! Wabali!
Hey, Kaboke!
Hey, where are you from, Wabali?
You're always asking, always asking, always asking.
Hey, Wabali! Hey, Wabali! The elders need you badly.
Okay, I'm from the ridges, the tribes.
The tribes?
Yes, they have united.
United?
Yes, they have united. The river is flowing with joy.
What has united them?
The beat. Hey, the beat.
They are dancing to a new beat.
Yes, they are chanting.
And if you'd like to email us at Newbeat, our address is mail@radioactivated.com. And www.newbeat.org is the website where you can download free hundreds of the original songs that you only hear on this program. So check out the Newbeat website at www.newbeat.org. My name is Simon Peterson. You're listening to a special edition of New Beat focusing on the subject of peace and war. And there really isn't anything in the world as terrible as war, especially when the soldiers are children. Kwesa has a song on this subject written for New Beat by Andrew V. And here's Kwesa himself to introduce it.
Well, I am privileged to introduce this song called Soldier Boy. And in one way or the other, we are all soldier boys. We might not have guns, but we have words. And words can easily destroy or even edify and even create. The way we use them is like a gun. So we are soldier boys. And this is the song, Soldier Boy.
I've killed it all. I knew what it was to be born. I've ended lives before I'd even lived much of my own. I was compelled to join a supposed liberation force. My age of 12 didn't matter, I was just a cheap resource. I was going on, not quite knowing what I was doing. Instead of bringing joy, I was out to destroy. Should I have known the difference? After all, I was just a boy.
Come on.
I couldn't find myself. I was lost in my head. I couldn't make sense. become? Is this how I was meant to be?
With a song written and produced by Andrew V at Radioactive Studios, with the story of a soldier boy.
Did you know?
In the Imperial War Museum in London, there's a unique digital clock that adds another number to its counter every 3.31 seconds. Each number represents a man, woman, or child who died as a result of war during the 20th century. As the new millennium dawned, the counter registered 100 million, a conservative estimate of the number of those who have died in wars during the past 100 years. The 20th century has been by far the most destructive century in all of human history. More people were killed in the last 100 years than in all the wars of all the past centuries combined.
Imagine 100 million people. Yet when you think of it, that statistic tells nothing about the terrors and pain experienced by the individual victims of violence and war. Neither does it describe the suffering of the loved ones of the individuals, the countless millions of bereaved mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, widows, and orphans. Well, here's a song that tries to put a human face on the statistics of street violence and war.
Don't let it be.
Not Just One Life, song written by Michael Fogarty, sung by one of my elder daughters, Mariana.
New Beat!
Time for one last song on today's New Beat, and it's one of my favorites from Esther Wildwind, a classic anti-war ballad called My Dream.
Well, what can I say? What's the dream of almost every person in the world today? What do people usually toast to? World peace. Peace for all mankind. One day I met this guy, and this poor fellow was super disillusioned with the world today, with the governments, and he would talk about rebelling and making revolutions. He had a lot of hurt and pain in his heart, and then he turned it all into hate, and it was very hard to reason with him. But later I thought about our conversation, and I started writing the words to this song. My sincere prayer is that the song can reach into the hearts of everyone that's losing hope and hardening their hearts, and to remind them that the solution is to keep loving and to forgive over and over again, and to let God's love wash away the hurt, so that together we can build a better world.
Something just happened to me. I had a dream last night, and I thought, is it possible? I see the world around me, the problems that it has. So can it really be possible? 'Cause in my dream, love was restored. There was no more war, and everyone loved each other. Hate had been destroyed, all was forgiven, the past was left behind. Hearts truly melted together, peace for all mankind. Does somebody have the truth? Does someone have the answer to change this world around? To make a dreamer's dream come true? And I found him, he restored my life and made his love inside. I don't have to live a lie. He taught me to forgive, to leave the past behind. When my heart received his joy, I found peace of mind. The world is going down. The need for love is
day to look forward to, when a world living together in love and peace will be a reality and not just a dream. This is Simon saying bye for now. Let me leave you with this thought. The world will never be a place of peace until peace has found a home in the heart of each and every man.